May 22 at 9:05 a.m. Any commission remarks? Have accounts payable?
I move to approve accounts payable checks number 468057 through 468109. No warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approve previous meeting minutes. Do you have the dates there? Be for June 20th, 2022.
I move to approve June 20th, 2022 commission minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for Venezuela Lake Phase 3 Sewer Project.
Morning, Commission.
I just realized something, Brad.
What's that?
I'll tell you later.
I have three signed original funding agreements here with a letter from Pat Keck's office.
Is this the same?
That's the same. Yes, sir. That funding agreement is our standard template funding agreement that we use for all projects for use of sewer sales tax money. The Venice on the Lake Phase 3 project is the last phase in the overall Venice project there east of Merriam Woods and Rockaway Beach. It's going to serve a little over 100 customers, and bids were opened just a couple weeks ago. Presented them to the sewer board. The sewer board approved the contractor and his bid, which is XL Excavating. And then with that, we added in the engineering and inspection services during construction, easement acquisition cost, electrical extension cost to get three-phase power to the lift stations that are in the project. There's two of them, and road repair work, and that comes out to a funding agreement amount of $6.5 million. That's what I'm requesting approval of today. That will allow us to get started on that project here in the next month or two. That project is a 15-month project. It's a little longer. It's definitely a challenging project there. So it'd be completed sometime towards the end of next year.
Is my memory serving me correctly that when you first presented that phase three was the one in the most need, but it had to be done in this order?
Mm-hmm, that's correct, yeah. Phase one and phase three were very similar. Phase three is probably has a little more need than the phase one. There's lots of failing septic systems that are just, to be honest, very, just kind of unbelievable when you look at them.
Mm-hmm. Are these three the originals?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They're all been signed by the sewer board and
right.
Both sewer district attorney and the county attorney.
Assume the area in the center where that's just an undeveloped area of phase three. It shows all the connections and so forth, but
yes, that's just vacant. Some vacant land there. All of the connections are along the gravity lines. Okay. There's a few that are low pressure connections along Highway 176 there. Right along the lake.
Did this come in close to what you guys were originally thinking, or did it?
It came in higher. The engineer's estimate was a little over $4 million. That was based off of old bids plus an inflation increase. What we found out was that the cost of pipe has gone up higher than we understood. initially, and the cost of blasting went up quite a bit. When you compare the numbers of the contractor's bid, the unit prices, to the previous bids, all of the line items were actually very similar in price, with the exception of the gravity pipe. And that's the bulk of the job, but the cost of that pipe and the blasting went up drastically. And so it's definitely increased over the past. But.
And I know you look at the budget on a, you know, 5 year, 8 year,
yes.
10 year, does that still fall then?
We've tracked that very closely over the last few years, and I feel that we have gone through the big bulk of the expense that we've had to incur for all the projects we've been completing over the last few years. This is obviously still a large expense, but it we have plenty of money to do it with the revenue that's coming in and the current balance that's in the sewer sales tax fund.
I'd entertain a motion to enter to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
I move to approve the funding agreement Benson Lake Phase 3 between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And then we'll get this signed upstairs, and I'm sure clerk's office will have to attest to it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
ARPA Water Infrastructure Grant Application.
So this agenda item pertains to a grant application that the sewer district is making through the Missouri Department of Natural Resources ARPA Water Infrastructure Grant. DNR, Missouri DNR received, I believe it's $410 million to do projects all throughout the state. Drinking water, that would include drinking water improvements, sanitary sewer, stormwater and lead remediation and water lines. The grant application, the way it's structured, is each entity, so a city, a sewer district, can apply, and the applications are due July 14th online. They have a portal set up to where you apply. Each entity can apply and get up to $5 million. So the grant is for $5 million. They have a metric to score each project, and all that information was published. Over the last few weeks, I looked at the top 10 projects that the district wants to do and needs to do over the next several years and scored all of those. And they all scored very close to the same amount. With that being said, the Highway 86 project, which is a project that will extend from Long Creek, essentially the Long Creek Bridge, east of Long Creek Bridge, and pick up several treatment facilities down there, regionalize that area, and bring that wastewater back up 86 and connect into the infrastructure on the Ridgedale project that's being completed in partnership with Big Cedar. That project is around $8.2 million. Big Cedar is working on some projects in that area, and they've offered to partner with us. With the $5 million grant and the partnership with Big Cedar and the $8.2 million price tag, what we believe, we are going to need to make up around $2.5 million. And so today I'm requesting from the County Commission an approval to utilize $2.5 million in either sewer sales tax or local ARPA money that the county received. And all that would be contingent upon us getting the grant. If we don't get approved, then obviously we kind of go back to the drawing board and rethink that project. But we think that's our, with the project scoring so similarly, and a lot of growth in that area, that this is the one to go after for the grant. There's five treatment facilities that can be eliminated through that project, and sets that area up to bring on other connections in the future as it grows out there.
It says priority will be given on those that have completed an engineering report and can demonstrate financial need and provide matching local funds, preferably from ARPA money. Will we have the engineer report ready for the grant?
We should have the engineer report. The sewer board selected Great River Engineering to be the engineer on that project. This coincided actually very nicely with a request for proposals that we sent out to engineers on our, what we call our registry of consultants that the sewer district maintains. That's all the engineers that we can pull from to do work with. And so we sent that out back a little over a month ago, received those proposals back, and we'll use that to select other future projects as well. But with this grant application popping up and being due July 14th, we focused in on this project and selected Great River to do that.
What is your...
We should be able to have that engineering report submitted by then, although it's a tight timeline.
The request is the $2.5 million for what time frame? 2 year, 3 year, 5 year?
I'm thinking...
Must be obligated by the 24 and spent by 26?
Yes. Yes, I think I would make it out. We could probably call it 4 years, but I think that's more than plenty. If we get this grant, my understanding is we're going to know by October of this year, and we could have funds obligated next year.
So you could start 23.
Mm-hmm.
But it,
and maybe even start at the very, or probably wouldn't be the end of this year. It'd probably be next year.
And if cost, this is all based on percentages. The $5 million is the set limit of the ARPA funds.
Yes.
Anything over that would be a public-private partnership of some kind.
That's correct.
And with those percentages, if the prices come back at a higher rate than what we assume,
mm-hmm.
which we don't know, right? Are those percentages going to be split as they are currently offered, or is it going to be no?
That's a good question. I think we would have to, as far as partnering with Big Cedar, we do not have an agreement with them just yet. It's just kind of preliminary. It was preliminary conversation, and so all this would be contingent on all those things. So, I think right now $2.5 million from either sewer sales tax or local ARPA money from the county is sufficient, and that there's several documents that have to be signed off on to make the application. The sewer board approved me as authorized representative to do that, and then if something changed, we just have to discuss that if prices did come back higher.
And this was part of your master plan, correct?
Yes, this project's been part of the master plan for a few years now. We call it the Highway 86 Long Creek Project. I've got the exhibit here if you'd like to see it.
Well, I'm just saying, so if there's a way that we can get federal funds or, I guess, state through ARPA funds plus a private partnership, it'd be silly not to do it if we have an opportunity to do it.
That's right.
And
that's
it makes sense.
And that's how we felt at the
sewer. That's
how the sewer board felt, yes, sir.
Melissa, I noticed you walked in. Did you have any?
I just wanted to make sure I caught everything.
Okay.
You originally said that we had the 10 projects, like, on your plan, and you considered them all, and you thought that this would have the best chance for getting the funds. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's kind of funny. When you score those projects for using what DNR tells you to use for their scoring metrics, they all score very similar and actually score kind of low. There's 125 possible points. They score anywhere from 30, 35 points to 55 points. So it's...
Where it says to identify your local funds, when you make the application, do you have to identify them?
Yes, I do.
With ARPA or cash on hand?
There is. I brought that form with me.
I think you could probably make it, and I don't know this, but in your application, you could probably say, we have local ARPA funds and a sewer sales tax and can use any combination thereof or something like that to where.
Yeah, what they have here is a form, just very simple. It says cash on hand, and you would name the account. So if it was sewer sales tax, we would just put sewer sales tax, and we'd put the balance and then the amount of the local cost share. Then they have a local ARPA grant funds, and they have name of the account, first tranche of funding, second tranche, I'm not sure how you pronounce that.
Tranche.
You're doing a great job. I'm glad it's you, not me.
First tranche and second tranche.
I had a hard time with tertiary, remember? So.
And if I'm not mistaken, the county received 1.6 or something like that the first time. Melissa, on the first tranche?
No, five.
Five point.
Five? Okay. And then it was 10 million.